The wine list, please. More than $60,000 worth. Six investment bankers at Barclays Capital must have racked up one of the most stupendous hangovers of all time when they spent that much, $60,000, for just five bottles at a very tony restaurant in London last summer. Not so intoxicatingly, five of the six have now been fired after some of them tried to claim the lunch as client expenses, which left us with two questions. First, which restaurant? Turns out it's called Petrus, named for one of the greatest vineyards in the world. And secondly, did they get good value for all that money? To answer that one, we called in two well-known reviewers of the vine, Dorothy Gator and John Brecher. They write a column called Tastings for the Wall Street Journal.
It's hard to know what good value is when you're talking about $15,000 to $17,000. And I guess the larger issue is, what is the value of losing your job? But they bought a 1945, a 1946, and a 1947 Petrus. 45 was a magnificent year. 47 was a very good year. 46 was not a very good year. So kind of two out of three, maybe.
I guess that the 1945 bottle, which you said was quite a good year, was $16,500. The 1947 bottle, $17,500. And the 1946 bottle, kind of a bargain at $13,400. Dorothy Gator, do you have to spend that much to buy Chateau Petrus?
Of course not. They basically went hog wild. This is what happens when testosterone and wine are mixed.
What makes this wine so expensive? Tell us a little bit about the vineyard and the vintage.
Petrus is one of the great wines of the world. It's a Bordeaux. It's primarily made from Merlot, as opposed to many of the great wines of Bordeaux, which are made from Cabernet Sauvignon. Not much of it is made, and as a result, it's highly prized by collectors, which keeps the prices very, very high. Now, we would tell you that you might do better with a wine like Lafite Rothschild, which personally we prefer more because it's made of Cabernet, but there are a lot of people out there who really, really love Petrus, and especially in a good year like 1945 or 1961, would pay a fortune for it.
Dorothy, have you tasted Chateau Petrus?
We have had Petrus, but we're not blown away by it. We're not wild about Merlot. Well, it just never has caught our fancy.
What's it taste like? Give me one of those great wine critic descriptions.
It's kind of flat.
And we don't mean flat in,
flat
in terms of being
top?
Bad, but flat as opposed to wines that have structure like building blocks. Petrus tends to be kind of a little bit chewier and flatter across the tongue so that it has kind of broad, fruity flavors. The 45 and the 47, though, are very famous for being incredibly concentrated. One critic once said that the 1945 is so thick you could spread it on a piece of toast.
That's what I like about wine critics. Tell us more about the other rare wine described here, the 100-year-old dessert wine, Chateau d'Aquem.
We love that wine. We've never had it in so old a vintage, but that wine, when it's perfect, can make you weep.
Have you paid $13,000 a bottle for it?
No, ma'am.
No, we haven't. But that wine is so special that when we made our very, very first attempt to have a child, that is the wine that we decided to bless the attempt with. Unfortunately, that didn't work, but the wine was fabulous.
We had fun trying.
Right.
What sort of statement does it make when people order wines like this? I mean, do gold-plated bottles of wine make for gold-plated occasions?
It might make for a gold-plated business occasion, depending on who it is that you're trying to impress. I mean, all of us have gone into restaurants where there have been magnificent things like this on the wine list. Well, who do you think is ordering them? It's not young couples out on dates. It tends to be businessmen who are trying to impress each other. But as Dottie says, it's so 90s.
Thank you both so much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Dorothy Gator and John Brecher. Their new book is called Love by the Glass, Tasting Notes from a Marriage.